Broadcasting live from the beautiful Georgia Aquarium in downtown Atlanta, Georgia, this is the 20th annual WIT Connect event. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Welcome back to WIT Connect. This is Shay Thomas here with my producer, Mike Lauer. It's been a pretty amazing day here.
It's been an amazing event. We've had some great people, some great guests, and everyone's just electrified to be here. Everyone's in their Sunday best, too. Everyone looks great.
And speaking of guests, we have here with us Jason Smith from Liquidware. Is that Liquidware? Sorry. Is that correct?
Right. We don't care what you call it as long as you buy some software. Liquidware Labs.
Okay, well, could you tell me a little bit about Liquidware?
Liquidware Labs, we've been around since 2009. We're actually an Atlanta-based founded company, and we're right up the road in Alpharetta. So
hometown.
That's right. We're hometown. Our software solutions were developed here first.
What kind of solutions do you guys provide?
Windows management software. So in those, we have two major sets of solutions there, actually three now. One of them is user management software for Windows corporate networks, helps with the logon process, making sure it's streamlined. Most ideal in VMware and Citrix type networks because we make those run more efficiently for the user management process, as well as user experience solutions. So that's the other side of the house, helping you know what kind of user session a user's having on any type of Windows PC, but especially a virtualized Windows session, just like those from VMware and Citrix as well. We can speed up those environments too with a third solution set we just introduced.
That's
awesome.
Yeah, that sounds incredible. Just working really closely with these companies and making sure everything's kind of streamlined for them.
Well, that's right. Running things more efficiently. So yeah. There's a big move toward virtualized desktops. You guys know the move from Windows XP just happened to Windows 7. Now you're talking about Windows 8. And now if you move a user between all those, that's exactly the point in time where our solutions can help. If you were to install them in a corporate-based network before you move the user over, you can get a baseline of what's going on in that organization, and you can also save off the user settings separately. So literally, a user logs off of one machine, they log on to the next, and boom, their profile is there. Everything that makes that machine theirs is there, and it's brought in through our product called Profile Unity. It's a user environment management solution. So it makes those migrations from one desktop to the next seamless. It does away with all the cost and the slow user adoption when you're moving to Windows 8. We even have a new little feature in our, it's a big feature in our solution, in Windows 8. You know how the start menu's gone missing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to find your way around, right?
It's extremely hard.
On a corporate network, you literally, the system administrator pops a button in and says, give a classic start menu in Windows 8 back to thousands of people at once, and all of a sudden it's back in Windows 8. So, we do little
Windows
things like that.
Windows 8's frustrating to me personally. Too. Windows 8's extremely frustrating.
We do away with the frustrations from the Windows from the user perspective. So, user adoption is what we're all about. If you want to move your user to like a VMware view, a virtual desktop, the user really knows no difference. They log on one day and they go, "Oh, my wallpaper's here with my kids' pictures on it. That was on my old desktop."
Susie and
so we
Johnny.
Do that magic. We do that magic behind the scenes. So we're a perfect partner.
I can speak to that learning curve. And when you got young guys like me and Shay, maybe that learning curve isn't as bad, right? But when you get some of the older folks, well, the more seasoned folks who are more used to different things, that curve gets a little bigger.
Yeah, like when you get to my age.
Oh no, I think you kind of know what you're going, what you got going on though, right?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely can't talk. I'm still stuck on Windows 7, so I haven't made the jump yet.
That's all you need, As long as you're
scared.
Off of XP,
yeah.
That deadline passed a while back.
I'm too scared to move up at this point. I got to wait another couple of years before I change.
Baby steps.
Stuck in my ways.
Baby steps, Shay. Baby steps.
So what is it exactly? So y'all are a sponsor here at WIT.
We are. We have a key employee of ours, Jenna Lawrence. She's very actively involved in WIT, and we in turn as a company are involved. We're a sponsor of tonight's event, so we're helping put on, helping with the facilities and everything it takes to get these things going. And we are really a proponent of women in technology. I myself have three girls.
Oh,
all
wow.
of them are interested
wow.
in technology. The youngest is 5, the oldest is 13, and I've got one that's about to turn 11. And she, actually, the middle one is the most interested in
She's
technology.
She's gung-ho, huh?
So I'm looking out for him. With this, I'm involved already for him.
You're invested.
What are you doing tonight, Daddy? I'm going to the aquarium. Are you going to look at the fish? No. I'm going to help women advance in technology. So, no, we're really pleased to help sponsor this event. And it's a great cause. And we don't have as many women as we could in the workforce. And I have firsthand seen the value of, like, Jenna Lawrence that works with us. We've got several others, Niecy Jeans, very, very bright women in the entire industry. And we need more of them.
So other than just being a sponsor here, what's another reason that WIT is so important to you other than just, I mean, I understand it's bringing in the talent, but what about for, like, mentoring programs and stuff like that?
Well, I think that you have to look at what's missing. And what's missing if you go to an organization that has a dearth of women talent in it is that it's harder to do business. You look at how this event's put on tonight, and every attention to detail is out there. And you're like, they've got sponsors here. They've thought of every detail. They've got people in there that are putting up bid numbers, and the first bid just went for over 10 grand.
Wow.
It's a testament to what women can do in the business world, and especially, you know, with a focus on technology, and that in key is in kind is why we need more women in there that helps make us all more productive.
Yeah, and that seemed to be the theme today from a lot of people we've talked to, was there's such a high demand in the technology field for anyone, let alone like women, minorities, and stuff like that. And it's a lot of people have been talking to us about how they try to stand out as a company to bring in that talent that's out here today. So, like, I guess what I'm asking is there anything your company in particular does to stand out to try to bring in the best talent, or?
We reach out through events like tonight, but we also network at events like tonight, and we're definitely an equal opportunity employee, and we know firsthand the value of women in our workforce. And some of our, if you look at our sales regions around the around the
this is gonna be a good stat, I can
around
tell.
The United States, especially, and then we've got a great woman in charge in Europe that runs that. You see great things happening in those regions for a reason. Jenna's one of our top performers actually in the U.S. in her region, and that's a testament to exactly why we're here tonight. We need more of that. Sometimes I think it's easier to buy things from a,
sure,
you know, if a woman's coming to you, and I don't mean that at all as a sexist statement, but their approach is much better.
It's the law of contrasts, right?
Exactly. It makes for a more productive atmosphere, and in some regards, you know, a lot of times you'll have more of a family atmosphere with inside a company too. Guys will go so far as to forget, you know, there's even a birthday happening, and when you have that family,
that doesn't sound like guys to me.
No. You get a more, you get a nucleus of a family approach in a business when you have more women presence, and it is very obvious that you can be more productive in operating a business like a family, in a family atmosphere, and
sure,
and leaders in those positions from women, just the same reason we're here tonight, can only make us more productive, and so that's why we are very pleased to be sponsoring here tonight.
Yeah, that's incredible, and it's been a wonderful event, like I said. And I know they got a lot more things going on tonight, so I don't want to keep you at this table all day. But just real quick before we let you go, tell our audience where they could learn more about Liquidware or more about anything y'all do with WIT, anything like that.
Sure. Just, you know, like most, we have a great website that'll tell you every detail there. So liquidwarelabs.com. So liquidwarelabs.com, all one word there. And there you can see videos about how we make Windows desktops run more efficiently, how we make non-persistent desktops very easy to manage and to deliver virtual desktops without any bounds. And user experience solutions like our Stratosphere industry-leading solution, you can download it right on the fly there and stand it up in your organization. Any of those you can stand up in under an hour and prove it out for yourself, so you have happier users. And you also know from a decision support perspective if the desktop you're going to is a quality desktop, and show you the smoking gun of what to fix in those environments to help it run more efficiently.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you coming on tonight, and we will be back live at WITConnect in just a little bit.